Yeah, I think it ran.
Now, as you were explaining the switch engines, they had.
Well, you explained about all the old homes, antebellum homes in Columbus and here in Macon. And the reason we have them is that these were the only two towns of any size in Mississippi that were ever captured or occupied by the federal forces. They had earthquakes around Columbus, 8 miles long from the river north of town, entirely encircling the town. Well, Columbus had no military value, so rather than the loss of life that would have been, by the way, those embankments were built by slaves, and rather than incur the loss of life to take a town that had no military value, they just bypassed it. And Straits Raiders, in his raid from Memphis to, I believe, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, through Mississippi, burning, destroying, and he went some miles west of Macon, but he sent a company over to burn Macon, or destroy it, or whatever he could do. And they got out here about a mile or two from town. They camped there that night. And these old men and boys here in town heard about it, because all the ones of military age were gone, anywhere from 17 to 45 when the army. And there's a couple of old switch engines down. This was a railroad center, kind of. And these old men and boys got those old switch engines and puffed and rang the bell and blew the whistle where they could hear it, and bellowing out these commands. And they thought that was quite a number of Confederate soldiers here, and they only had one company, so they thought best not to try to attack them, so they went the other direction. Mm-hmm. And Macon was saved for that reason.
Are striking. What is the big white church on the highway there?
That's the Methodist Church. That's the original Methodist Church. The original church was built in about, I'd say, 1840, back in there. But it's been added to, and
it's almost like a mission, doesn't it?
The original center is the original, but they've added wings and another store and so forth.
Does it have any relation to the Indians? It looks almost like an old...
No.
Mission style.
No, it was built after the previous Dancing Rabbit.
I wonder if you'd just reminisce for a while about the school, how the schoolhouse was built, how it was furnished.
Well, the first school I went to was out in the country near my grandfather's when I was a small boy. I started the school in just a one-room country school with one teacher. And the grades already always, went from the primary up through the 8th to 10th grade. They were grown people in that school. They called it school. And, of course, the teacher did the best they could, because they were mostly just high school graduates. So my sister and I went to school there at that one-room school until we got up, pretty good. So to go to a better school, we moved down here to Macon.
How was that one-room school furnished?
Very crudely. We had one long table across the back of the room with benches down the side, and they sat on these benches with a table. The teacher had a table up in the front of the room, and the wooden fired stove in the middle. We had to get the wood out of the woods, and all the boys brought the dogs to school with them every day, and they'd get in a fight under the school. Have to send some of the boys out to stop the dog fight, so much noise. And at recess or noon luncheon, we'd all go rabbit hunting. I remember one day at noon we went rabbit hunting. We got so far from school and had such good luck we forgot all about going back to school. It's nearly 4 o'clock when we got back to school.
What was that called?
What?
Being absent like that.
Well, it wasn't called in much of anything.
Was that hooky?
Well, we wouldn't use that word hooky until I came to town. We never heard that word before. We just got so enthralled with the rabbit hunt, caught so many rabbits, we just didn't go back to school. Got there about 4 o'clock, of course the teacher bawled us out, but we didn't mind that. She was a little girl, weighed about 100 pounds. I'll never forget the way we used to go rabbit hunting. We'd all carry our dogs to school.
And then when you came to town,
came to Macon,
how were the rooms furnished?